Many people prefer cans for various reasons of convenience. For instance, for boating, fishing, camping, you know, traveling to the outback, etc. It's easier to carry cans. They're lighter and easier to chill down. And of course, when you're bringing back the empty container, it's lighter and easier to manage. So there are various advantages.
So it's more about the practicality then than the taste, is it?
Yes, I think it's definitely more about the practicality. You know, you can fit more cans into the fridge, of course, and they're lighter to carry. You know, it's like 9 kilograms or so for a carton versus about 16 if you're taking a carton of bottles.
Because I'm looking at the text line and many are agreeing that the reason they like them is simply because they get colder quicker.
Yes, well, I think that's definitely one advantage of cans. Of course, as many people say, they'll warm up faster as well. So
I guess so. That's true. I guess if you get one, you get the other, don't you? What does it do to the taste, though? Because there, I've got to say, you know, and I don't know whether this is just me, whether it's female or whether it's, you know, just an individual perspective. I'd rather, if I'm going to drink a beer, it'll be out of a bottle, not a can.
Yes, I think, I mean, if you pour the beer from the bottle or the can into a glass, then we would say for a lager beer, the flavour should be very similar. There is a peculiar issue that I can describe for the naturally conditioned beers, like our ales, that there is a slight difference in the flavour which can arise as a result of the fact that a can is not evacuated before it's filled, whereas a bottle is evacuated before it's filled.
So, is that a form of sterilisation?
It's a form of keeping the shelf life. So when we fill bottles, we evacuate the bottles and then fill them with carbon dioxide. In actual fact, our fillers here do a triple evacuation, and then the purpose of that is to give the beer a better shelf life. Whereas with cans, as you can imagine, they're very light. They're not able to be evacuated because they'd suck in as a result of a vacuum being put on them. So therefore, they're filled with the air still in the can. So that does lead to a slight change in flavour, but not really anything significant which people would note.
Someone's asking, how will it being sold in cans affect the, and in inverted commas, bottle fermentation?
Yes, the cans do have sort of an atmospheric nature, you know, prior to filling, so that there's oxygen in the can, and that does affect slightly the yeast during the secondary fermentation. So yeast tends not to produce as much esters if the yeast is exposed to oxygen. So we talk about our esters in the ales. That's the condensate products between organic acids and alcohols, and they create fruity floral flavours. And so if you've got an oxygen-rich environment, you might get a little bit less of the esters, but it's a very marginal difference.
Let's move to Pete Mitchum now. I've been speaking with Dr. Tim Cooper, the Managing Director and Chief Brewer at Coopers. Pete Mitchum is a beer judge and part of the Brews news team. Hello, Pete. Do you think taste is impacted by the container from which you're drinking?
I think the biggest element is it's that multi-sensory way in which we enjoy beer. So everything from the, you know, that beautiful sound of sort of, you know, when you open a bottle or a can, the glug, glug, glug of pouring it, looking at the colour, the foam forming, all that sort of stuff, we kind of get, you know, we start salivating. We get a real sort of sense of what the beer is going to do for us. When we put metal to our mouth versus glass, you're automatically getting that, oh, it's going to taste metallic, even if it doesn't.
Yeah.
And so
rule number one
is no matter what container you've got it in, wherever possible, pour, even if you're pouring it into a, you know, a plastic cup at a festival, that's still better than, because Dr. Tim and other brewers like him put a lot of effort into the aromatics of the beer. When we stick a bottle or a can in our mouth, we're kind of avoiding the olfactory sense, so we don't get nearly as much.
So are you telling me that having a beer in a plastic cup is better than drinking it out of a bottle?
Yeah. Yep.
For really?
Me, 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have thought in plastic you're going to ruin the taste of the beer.
No, and the best way to do it is even just get the, you know, just a 10 overs, none for 40 mainstream line and length lager, and get two bottles or two cans or whatever, open a can, pour one into a plastic cup, just, you know, just the acrylic, you know, whatever, schooner kind of cup, and then get your nose into the bottle and your nose into the cup. You'll smell so much more of the beer. There's just so much more of what the brewer has taken care to put in there that you get back out of it, just because of, you know, 85% of what we determine as flavour we get from aroma.
When it comes to bottles, then, if you do have to drink it out of the bottle, we asked a few months ago, because someone asked this in our producer's challenge, the difference between brown glass and green glass for a beer bottle. Do you have a view on that?
Yeah, 100%. The darker the container, and therefore, and this is where, if in the argument of cans versus bottles, cans are better because cans will ensure there's no ingress of oxygen. They're better for sort of keeping light out and that sort of thing. When it comes to bottles, you've got brown bottles, green bottles, and I can't even say it, clear bottles. Basically,
is that the worst? Is it?
It is. It is.
Really?
Because we need to, as Australians, we need to start thinking about our beer the same way we think about milk. So keep it cool, keep it dark, and drink it fresh. So anything that is in a clear bottle has had so many chemical processes, and nothing wrong. They're all, you know, legal and correct and all that sort of thing. But there's so much has been taken out to sterilise and stabilise that beer that there's very little flavour left to sort of satisfy the drinker. So the darker the container, the better it is because, it, as I say, it keeps out the heat, keeps out the light, and most importantly, keeps the oxygen out.
Good on you, Pete. Pete Mitchum is a beer judge. There you go. You've heard it. I'm not sure it's going to change people's views. My text line seems to suggest that people are very definitively decided one way or the other, no matter what anyone says. Thank you. And Dr. Tim Cooper, before you go from Cooper's, will there still be sediment? Do you still need to roll the tin?
Well, Sonia, if you, especially if you pour it into a cup or a glass, as Pete's been describing, then we like the idea of rolling it, whether it's the can or the bottle, because then you get a more uniform distribution of the yeast through the beer, and so you have a more uniform flavour and a more uniform appearance, aesthetic appearance of the beer. So
good on you.
We think it's a good idea.
All right, Dr. Tim Cooper, thank you for your time.